USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The Washington Post and NBC News have obtained a phone call between President Donald Trump and Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, in which the president begs the secretary to overturn the election results and find more than 11,000 votes. The call took place on Saturday and lasted more than an hour. President Trump repeated several times, "There's no way I lost Georgia." Secretary Raffensperger rejected Trump's assertions. The president is scheduled to appear at a rally in Dalton, Georgia tomorrow on the eve of the Senate runoffs. A dozen Republican senators led by Ted Cruz of Texas say they will challenge the Electoral College vote in Congress this week.
"We will together object to certification in order to force the appointment of an emergency electoral commission to perform an emergency audit of the election results to assess these claims of fraud."
Senator Cruz on Fox. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell ushered in the 117th Congress this afternoon.
"We gavel in today like 116 prior Senates have gaveled in before us, with plenty of disagreements and policy differences among our ranks, but all swearing the same oath to support and defend the same Constitution, and all of us committed to do all we can to leave behind an even stronger nation than the one we've been blessed to inherit."
Six new senators were sworn in today. The chamber's balance of power hangs on Tuesday's Senate runoffs in Georgia. The first cases of the new coronavirus variant have been detected in Greece. Four cases were confirmed in people who recently traveled from Britain. The strain has spread to 36 countries and 3 U.S. states. Greece has tightened restrictions to contain the spread. Norway has also imposed fresh restrictions to prevent a resurgence. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says tougher lockdown restrictions in the U.K. are probably coming. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
At least 123,000 people nationwide are hospitalized with coronavirus. The COVID Tracking Project reports the number of hospitalizations has exceeded 100,000 every day for more than a month. Hospitals in part of California are overwhelmed, and oxygen is reportedly dwindling due to an unprecedented number of patients with respiratory issues being treated. The California Funeral Directors Association says the state's funeral homes are being inundated. Los Angeles County has surpassed 10,000 COVID-19 deaths. More than 350,000 nationwide have died with the virus. Week 17 of the NFL kicking off with 7 early games, including the Dolphins and Bills, also the Vikings and the Lions. And then tonight on Sunday Night Football at 8:20 Eastern, it's the Washington football team at the Eagles on NBC. USA Radio's Dan Araki runs down Saturday's college football bowl games.
Bowl season wrapped up Saturday with 4 games on the schedule. Ole Miss upset number 11 Indiana 26-20 in the Outback Bowl. Kentucky rushed for 281 yards to beat number 23 NC State 23-21 in the Gator Bowl. Number 10 Iowa State beat number 25 Oregon in the Fiesta Bowl 34-17. And number 5 Texas A&M pulled away from number 13 North Carolina late for a 41-27 victory in the Orange Bowl. The final game of the college football season is set to come on January 11th when number 1 Alabama and number 3 Ohio State will square off for the national championship.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.